Good evening, and welcome to another weekly chat by the side of the fire with me, Mayor Nicholas Timmins. You may have noticed I did not start off by thanking you all for coming, because there will no longer be anyone in the audience at the weekly chats. At last week's chat, which, due to the incompetence of the person running the phonograph recording equipment, was lost forever. But during last week's chat, it was such a debacle. It was chaos. My nephews, Jim and Steve, got their hands on some cocaine gum from Mr. Albright, started spewing obscenities in the middle of my chat. Then Robert, amidst all the excitement, urinated on the fire, putting it out. You can't have a chat by the side of the fire when there's no fire. Needless to say, I decided to close off the chats to the general public and just put out these recordings from this point on. The man doing the recording has been fired and replaced by Stu Humphrey. Yes, he certainly was, wasn't he? I'm certain that these recordings will be listened to by many all around the area. I've been told that my chats are the highest rated content available these days. My ratings are much better than the Bell and Dub spectacle, which are even lower than the Jim and Steve spectacle from the week before. Many people are saying my ratings are the best! Oh, and 5 people died from the cholera last week. There has also been a consumption outbreak here in Strawberry. I sent my lovely new assistant, Amber, out to visit some of the patients. She was told she should cover her face with a bandana, but it's far too pretty to cover that face. So, she didn't. I'm sure she'll be fine. Despite Dub's speculation, she and I are not dating. I am a happily married man and would never look at another beautiful woman in that manner. All businesses in Strawberry will remain open. Those who think they may be afflicted with any of these various diseases should just stay home, I suppose. Or at the very least, just go out together instead of amongst the normal, healthy people. And finally, many of you this past week may have been approached by a very strange person who goes by the name of Monarch Projectile. He claims that his genitalia is removable and that he lost it at a party. He has been approaching many people and asking if anyone has seen his genitalia floating about. I've been told that he found it at the local swap meet, next to a rusty cast iron griddle. The man selling it wanted $7 for it, but he was able to talk him down to $5.50. I apologize for any disruption this man may have caused anyone this week. Such shenanigans are not tolerated in the town of Strawberry. The odd individual has been sent away. That's all for this week's chat by the side of the fire. Thank you for listening. And remember, no matter what you hear, Dubs is a liar.